Hello, everybody, and welcome. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you for joining me for Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. What a great game we had on Sunday. Atlanta Falcons got a big win versus the Green Bay Packers, and there were a lot of great plays in this ball game. Defensively, did a great job, but also there were some plays offensively that I have to show you that were very, very good. All right, let's start on the big touchdown play to Taylor Gabriel over the top. What I want you guys to recognize, what they're playing is cover 42. So 42 is they're playing quarters here, and they're playing half coverage right here. So that means he has a half of the field, and he's playing quarters and quarters. But the Falcons are going to run a great quarters beater, which is an end cut here, which makes this guy, this safety, come up. And then here comes the post over the top, so you get one-on-one on the outside with Taylor Gabriel. Now, also on the backside, you're going to have a comeback route, but because they're in halves, he must stay on this half of the field, and that's why you have this huge throw down the middle of the field. So as I start to play, you're going to see exactly what I mean. But the patience on this route is exactly what I'm talking about. So now you can see his head is looking right at the tight end. So he has him pretty much man-to-man. He's going to come across and run here, and he's going to take it. But now you have outside leverage by this corner, and you see the safety is way over here playing halves of the field. So you have all this area to throw the football on. But what you need to pay attention to is Taylor Gabriel does a great job of pressing this corner, widening him. He's going to get all the way to the numbers and then go skinny, and Matt Ryan throws him open. So let's watch the end of the play. He's going to stretch him. Now he ends up way on the numbers, and look how much field he has for Matt Ryan to throw this football. And you look back here, Matt is already throwing the football, and he's only on the 30-yard line. By the time he catches this football, he's going to be in the end zone on a deep bomb throw. Good throw up top, but also just watch the patience. Watch the patience of Taylor Gabriel on this route. He starts in his close formation, takes it outside, and stretches him, presses him, and then bam, he hits it outside. And you can see Matt lets the football go with a lot of touch and throws it to a spot on the field. People have been talking about Matt Ryan's arm strength. Well, that was a 55-yard dime thrown by Matt Ryan. Great coverage, great call, just a great timing on this particular route. Taylor Gabriel, great job of being patient, and Matt Ryan throwing with great, great accuracy. All right, what a great play we just saw there. Matt Ryan, the anticipation throw versus cover 42 that we just learned about. Now we're going to get into the touchdown play. How does Sanu get so open? I'm going to show you exactly how he gets open and who is affected on this particular play and what great matchup the Falcons have right here. Now on the top side, they're going to run what's called a smash concept. Hooper's come here. He's running his corner route. You have what's called a hitch route. If he has man coverage there, he brings it inside. So this safety is gone. Here's Sanu right here. He's going to end up on this linebacker, and he's going to take it right up the middle. But what you don't see is Julio is going to take two guys away, and he's running what's called a control route. It's a control route. It controls the safety. It controls the corner. And now this guy is out. This guy is gone. This guy is gone. And now it's Sanu on this middle linebacker. Play gets started. You can see exactly what I mean. They come in motion. They got the stack formation. And now here's Julio. He's going to control this safety and get him out of the way. Over here, we have our corner. Safety is out. He's gone. Here's the safety. His corner playing man coverage here. And here's Sanu screaming through. And you see this linebacker has already looked him up. He's looking at him now. But he probably expects him to go across or come across this way, but not to creep up and go right through the middle. What a great play here, great design, and that's just a complete mismatch. The ball's out. Nobody's in the middle of the field. You see the safety. His eyes are on Julio. As we know, majority of the game, he gets double coverage, so he gets a lot of attention. But the concept of getting Mohamed Sanu on a linebacker versus cover two in the middle of the field is wide open. What a great play design, and that's what we call a game winner. So just excellent play design by the Atlanta Falcons. Great job of getting one of their better guys matched up against one of the guys who really not good in coverage. This has been an awesome experience today. We learned about cover 42. We learned about cover 2. The awesome job they did to find a matchup and get the game-winning touchdown. Thank you guys for joining me. I hope you guys got a lot out of it, and I'll see you next week. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com, and this has been Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface.